Almost as long as there have been television screens, parents have been warning about the risk to your eyesight of watching for too long. But now researchers in California have found that you can improve your sight if you use a screen the right way. Using a system similar to brain training, they've vastly improved the sight of a group of baseball players. In fact, the results have been so good that many study participants are now able to move 12 meters further away from an eye chart and still read what's on it. One of the researchers, Aaron Zeitz, is Professor of Psychology at the University of California, Riverside. He spoke to PM's Ashley Hall.
We first did a bunch of vision tests on the baseball team. And so these vision tests were standard eye charts like you'd have in eye doctors. We then had them perform about 30 sessions of 25 minutes each where they came in and did these visual exercises. And the visual exercises were ones where they're supposed to click on these, you know, subtle patterns that we call gabors that are modeled after the types of stimuli that we know that neurons in the visual cortex respond to best. And so this is basically a fitness routine for the visual cortex of the brain.
It's very much like training, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very much like training. And I mean, one thing which I think we're going to see a lot more of is that we have, you know, these mental fitness or brain training programs that are starting to come out, and that, you know, they're very analogous to, you know, when physical fitness was in its early days. And so we now know that if you exercise the body, that you're stronger, you're more fit, you can do more things. And it's really the same thing with the brain. We just have to come up with the right routines.
So you're talking about 25 minutes a day, 4 days a week for 2 months with these athletes. And what sort of a change did you notice?
The change was that they were able to read one or two lines lower on the standard eye chart, which in the case of the baseball players is really kind of shocking, because these players were already really, they could see extremely well. So for instance, the value of 27.5 that was our reading that we got for seven of the players meant that they could read the same line of text at 20 feet, what a normal person could only read at 7.5 feet.
Wow, so you're creating superhumans.
Pretty much. I mean, they started off as superhumans, but they're even more super.
Have people jumped on this, particularly other baseball players, keen to improve their eyesight too?
And we've increased the size of the studies. So like this year, we're working with both the baseball team at UC Riverside and also the women's softball team, and then a couple other collegiate teams, so the Cal State Fullerton team and then also the UCLA women's softball teams. So there's definitely more interest, but we're also at a very early stage of this. And so I think that a lot of people are skeptical of the idea that you could do some type of exercise and you'll be able to see better.
Was there a noticeable improvement in the playing achievements of these baseball players?
So that was something which was quite exciting to see, because these players, the number of strikeouts they had reduced by about 4.5%. And the other thing is that we're able to calculate the number of runs that were created by the team. And we found that the number of runs increased to the extent where we could estimate that they won 4 or 5 more games due to the training. And so that's something which is pretty exciting as well. And if you talk with the players, they said they were able to see the ball better. They were able to see better in the light conditions. And so they really did seem to notice that their vision was better.
Professor Aaron Zeitz of the University of California, Riverside, ending Ashley Hall's report. The research was published today in the journal Current Biology.